It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Resistance is futile. Geeks have taken over the world, according to our guest, Joe Woese, executive director of the Toonzeum. Joe joins us to explain why Pittsburgh is Geek City USA, preview Steel City Con, and talk about the role the city played in the start of the Comic-Con culture movement. Joe Woese, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Always nice to be here.
And here I was thinking, as I'm sure others were, that it all began in San Diego, but Pittsburgh apparently played a part in this. Describe
Pittsburgh played
our
a really
role.
Big part. From 1930 on till present day, there were lots of science fiction conventions, and that was really the hub for fandom. In fact, the word fandom came out of science fiction fans, not any other form of media. In 1960, a woman named Durst Archer, who was from Pittsburgh, brought Worldcon to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is in 1960. This woman was just this powerful, just bulldozed right through the science fiction community and said, we're bringing this to Pittsburgh, despite at that time, 1960 Pittsburgh wasn't known as a tourist attraction. And it was at that con where comic fandom had its first seeds planted. You had all these people who dressed up in costume, but they were all science fiction characters. You know, just imagine today's conventions where you have Doctor Who and things, but imagine nothing but science fiction. And then a couple by the name of Pat and Dick Lupoff show up dressed as Captain Marvel and Mary Marvel. And it was the first time anyone had ever dressed up as superhero characters at one of these conventions. And they start passing out this book called Zero Number One, and it explores comic fandom the same way science fiction had been explored. So this is the very beginning of this idea of comic fandom. A few of them gather around a table. Don Thompson and Maggie Curtis, who are also early in the movement, sit around and they all say, wouldn't it be great if there were conventions like this for comic fans? And it all began in
and
Pittsburgh.
And the rest is history.
Yes, in what is now the Omni.
And so is this part of what makes a truly geek city? I mean, are there other things that Pittsburgh needs to do, or have we arrived in the views of, you know, the geekdom?
I think we've arrived. We have industry that thrives on geeks. We have a lot of technology.
There's some money to be made here, huh?
There is. You know, there really is. And you know, the great thing about, you know, having all these geeks is you have places like CMU. Which are just constantly producing new geeks out into the world.
Really?
And you have even going back, I mean, Westinghouse was certainly, you know, a company that thrived on geeks. You know, your early robotics and, you know, your nuclear energy and all those things require geeks to figure out how it's going to work.
Was George Westinghouse a geek, though? He wasn't really a geek.
I think, you know, Pennsylvania has a rich history of geeks because I think Ben Franklin was sort of our first American geek. You know, he was into comics. I mean, he produced the first cartoon. He loved, you know, technology. I think he was our first geek. And Westinghouse, George Ferris, I think all these guys were really geeks.
Okay. Well, now that you put it that way, you know, it kind of makes sense. So as long as we're on the subject, do you think we have a geek mayor?
I do.
Bill Peduto?
I think Bill Peduto is.
And we mean that in just the most.
In the most sincere and flattering way, Bill Peduto is a geek. Look at the way he's transforming the city with technology. You know, he is a tweeting mayor, constantly online. He looked at, looks at every department and says, okay, let's take this forward. Let's give everybody iPhones. Let's really geek this place up. And he cut the ribbon for the Toonzeum when we actually opened our Lushheimer Gallery. So he's a self-confessed cartoon and comics fan. So I think Bill Peduto, our mayor, is a geek.
Well, and that speaks to, I guess, the idea that those who grow up as geeks, and certainly you consider yourself one, that they are coming of age. They are taking positions of not only leaders in the field of technology, but political leaders and those who are helping cities like Pittsburgh realize its futuristic vision.
Oh, yes. I mean, to paraphrase Gordon Gekko, geek is good. Geek is driving the economy, the film industry, media, television, technology are all being driven by geek culture. So I think it's really important for a city to have the attractions, the resources, the sort of things that geeks look for when they move to a city. And I think Pittsburgh is starting to really do that.
We are talking with Joe Woese. He is executive director of the Toonzeum here on Essential Pittsburgh. And if you want to weigh in, 412-246-2002 is the number to call if you want to join the conversation with Joe. And when we were talking about politicians, certainly the biggest name of all, if you're going to talk about famous geeks, you believe President Obama is a geek.
Yes, and I can prove it.
How can you prove it? Where's the proof?
He once in a speech said that he was sent here from the planet Krypton by his father, Jor-El. So he has drawn a lot of parallels to Superman. There's a wonderful photo of him posing in Metropolis, Illinois, in front of the Superman statue. And Leonard Nimoy, better known as Spock, tells that once President Obama had seen him just in a public gathering, and President Obama immediately flashed the Vulcan salute.
But that,
so I think he's a geek, and he's never seen without that, some sort of technologies.
And I would also add that Leonard Nimoy is also well known as Judd Ellis on Outer Limits. Does that make
question. You are a geek.
What is Pittsburgh's comic scene like compared to other cities?
Pittsburgh's comic scene, it's been around for a long time, but it is really rapidly taking the forefront as far as innovative comic creators. People like Jim Rugg and Ed Pisker and Tom Scioli. Tom just finished, I think, one of the greatest comics for geeks because it is Transformers versus G.I. Joe. I mean, that to me is sort of like an ultimate geek matchup. Ed Pisker is doing the history of hip hop in a 6-volume set, and Jim Rugg's Street Angel about this homeless teenager girl who is really sort of this, not quite a superhero, but just sort of this awesome fighter. It's just amazing stuff. So we have great comic book stores. I mean, the number of comic book stores per capita in Pittsburgh is actually really high. Just within a 10-mile radius, there's something like 10 comic book stores. So it's pretty remarkable.
Now, San Diego, I mentioned earlier, has just wrapped up its Comic-Con. That's the biggie.
That is Mecca.
And what makes it Mecca?
It is really at this point just the sheer size and volume of attendees. It has really gotten away from comics and focused more on pop culture. So now this is where the big movies are going to launch. This is where the latest TV shows show up. This is where if you have anything launching to fandom or that sort of big universe that encompasses everything, Star Trek, Star Wars, comics, that's where you launch it. So it's become the center. It's the epicenter of pop culture.
Let's go to Laurie in Pittsburgh who wants to join the conversation. Laurie, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You're on with Joe Woese of the Toonzeum.
Hi, Joe. This is your old friend R2-D2. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
You don't sound like R2-D2.
Joe, some folks ran a wonderful reading of Star Wars at the Toonzeum at the end of last September, and I participated in it. It was a blast.
Yes, that was a great day. And I think that's one of the things about geekdom in Pittsburgh, too, is you have people doing readings of Star Wars. You have Arcade Comedy Theater doing shows based on Dungeons & Dragons. So you have a lot of this sort of geek stuff entering other art forms of more classical art forms.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things about Pittsburgh and science fiction fandom is Pittsburgh has now had 3 generations of science fiction clubs, all started by women, which is basically unprecedented.
Well, I'll take that a step further. If you really look at sort of the history of science fiction fandom and comic fandom, more importantly, a lot of the founders are, in fact, women.
Maggie and Pat, I know they have huge influence on the whole connection both between science fiction fandom and starting comic fandom.
Yeah, and Miss Archer, who brought the Worldcon to Pittsburgh, too, was really there was just this huge movement among women who really wanted to take comics to the next level.
Well, Laurie, thank you for joining the conversation and bringing up some really interesting backstory to all of this. And Joe, before we let you go, Pittsburgh has several comic conventions, pop culture conventions, Pittsburgh Comic-Con, TekashiCon, Anthracon, maybe Arthracon too, coming up this weekend, of course, is Steel City Con. Any particular highlights that you're looking forward to?
Well, I think you really addressed one of the big highlights, and that's LeVar Burton being there. I think that's tremendous. He crosses over into so many different areas of fandom with Reading Rainbow and, of course, Star Trek. But Dean Cain, who was Superman, Margot Kidder, who, of course, was Lois Lane in the Superman film that we know, even Penny Marshall crosses over from her character on The Simpsons. And so there's this great crossover. And that's what's nice about Steel City Con is really focused on sort of more of the celebrity pop culture side of fandom. So it's a great opportunity. All of our conventions offer something different.
I'll always remember Penny Marshall as Myrna Turner on the on The Odd Couple, Oscar's secretary. Well, it sounds like an exciting weekend. Joe, thank you so much for sharing all the details with us. We've been talking with Toonzeum Executive Director Joe Woese about how Steel City Con raises the profile of Pittsburgh as Geek City USA. Joe, have fun this weekend.
Thanks very much.
Coming up, Pitt Law Professor David Harris weighs in on the House voting to file a federal lawsuit against President Obama. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.